Blog Talk Radio.
God bless everyone. This is Elder Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. This is our prayer revival 2017. I pray all is blessed. I pray that everyone that's on here is expecting God to do something mighty on our third night here. Oh, God. God is so good. This is the third step that we're on tonight. Last night was a powerful, powerful time. It was an awesome move of God. God is so, so powerful. What he's done, and we're just thankful. I just believe that everyone that was on here last night, I don't know exactly how your day was this day, but I believe that the presence of the Lord was in your spirit. Just igniting and stirring up the gifts that's on the inside of you. Tonight is going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I thank and praise God for the ones that's on here right now. We're going to wait for a few more people to come on. But until then, I'm just going to play a song or two before we come in. So everyone just begin within your own homes, in your car, bathroom, on your porch, backyard, wherever you're at, just begin to just, you know, pray within your mind and your spirit as you're just listening, because this thing is going to really be awesome tonight. And we're thanking and praising God for what he's getting ready to do. Amen. So we'll be back real shortly.
Trust in God.
God bless everyone. Again, this is Elder J. Miller, and we are back here in our Prayer Revival 2017. And like I said earlier, this is our third night. We are on the third step of this revival. There are seven steps that are going to take place in this revival, and tonight is going to be a very impactful night. It's an anointed night. It's a prophetic night. The atmosphere is ripe for your miracle, for your breakthrough, for your deliverance. Last night, we talked about the new name, that everything that God has attached to you is based upon the new name and you realizing what that name is. and you living and walking in the identity of that name. Oh, God, this thing is going to be so crazy tonight, because I feel in my spirit that there are so many people are so desperate and hungry and thirsty for God, wanting God to do something major in their lives. The fact that you dialed these numbers again this third night, soon as you push the button on your phone, believe me, God began to work on your behalf. Those things that you've been waiting for, those things that you've been praying for. And we talked about last night that it's going to go even beyond what you're praying for. See, because when the Holy Ghost begins to pray, it knows exactly what you need. It knows what you need beyond what you think you need. And tonight, we're going to a whole nother level in God. We're entering into different dimensions, because everybody on this line has a gift. And I believe during this revival that no one will leave that's connected to this revival without your gift being stirred up, without it being pushed and shaken and moved, so that you can actually flow the way you should flow in your assignment and in your purpose in the earth realm. Tonight is going to be a blessed night. I have a few people coming on also too, so it's going to be a blessing for some of y'all. So please, everybody, this whole night, make sure that you're praying in your spirit for God to move, for the Spirit of God to move, to overtake our lives, to empower our hearts, strengthen our spirits for the task at hand. You know, we're living in a wicked world. There's so much stuff going on, and I've been praying all day, even when Prophetess Montgomery, when she mentioned last night about what's going on in Tampa, Florida, down there, and I went and looked at the news, and I actually seen, I'm like, you know what? The devil is a liar. We plead the blood of Jesus against this murdering spirit that's out here. But you know what I seen? And this is crazy what I'm about to say, but what I seen is we have a huge job to do. Because how many of these, the devil is trying to take people out, because at the end of the day, he wants company. He wants company in that lake of fire. He wants company. He don't want to be there by himself. So he's trying to get you to join him down there. So we as the body of Christ have a huge responsibility to spread the gospel, to advance the kingdom of God, so that when people leave this life, that they're leaving with God in their heart. It's a sad thing for people to lose their life and they don't have God in their heart. That's where it's really messed up, that there's someone dying even right now without Jesus Christ in their heart. We walk by people in our jobs. Our neighbors don't even know that we're saved. And when you have the Holy Ghost, it makes you want to be a witness. It makes you want to spread the gospel. It makes you want to share the good news of the kingdom of God. So we have a great responsibility. It's beyond just coming to church on Sunday looking good. We need to get out here beyond the walls. My aunt, Pastor Gibson, the name of her ministry is Beyond the Walls Ministry. Let's get beyond these walls. Let's go into uncharted waters. Let's go into the dark abyss of this earth realm and shine the light of Jesus Christ so that we can expose the enemy for the traps and the snares that he has been setting up for people to destroy them. Amen. So before we even go any further, I'm gonna bring everybody live for a little bit, because tonight we're gonna be blessed. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be an amazing time.
Unmuted.
Something going on here. We have a little bit of techno. The devil is a liar. Hello? Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me out there?
Yes. Okay. Unmuted.
I don't know. With some people going live, it's a little bit of problems going on here. Is Prophetess Montgomery on this line? Is she live?
I'm on.
You're on? All right. God bless. Yes. I see other numbers. Oh, amen. Amen. Tonight is going to be a blessed night. I thank God for everyone that's on here tonight, that chose to come back on here. How many people that have been on here so far, has this been blessing your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. I just want to hear from a few people so far for these last two nights, and this being the third night. I just want to know. I just want to hear from a few of you what this revival has been doing for you so far, making it onto this third night. I need to talk to a few of you for a minute. Anybody can go. You're all live. Anybody got anything to say about so far what they've been experiencing?
Amen. I just thank and praise God for the revival. It has really opened up my eyes, and even more, it sharpened my discernment. This revival is really opening up the pureness of hearts. Amen. This revival is really is sharpening the iron that's on the inside of me, and I just really thank God. And I would admonish everyone that's on the line tonight, don't sit and be silent. Amen. Let us follow instructions. Amen. Elder Jay is asking the question. Amen. And we must be obedient. We must be obedient. Amen. It's not a sacrifice, but we must be obedient. The man of God is asking. Amen. I'm sorry, but the prophetic just kicks out. Amen. And that's what the prophet come to do. The prophet come to shake up stuff. Amen. So we got to be obedient, because if we're not obedient, then this causes problems for whoever has the word, or whoever is in charge to release the word. The word can't be released because disobedience is in the land.
Right?
Amen. So we need to come out of disobedience and walk in obedience and adhere, amen, and follow the instructions what the man of God is asking. Amen. He wants to hear all of us talking. He don't want to hear when something is going on. The time is now to speak. Amen. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the power of God. Amen. I'm excited about some things. I'm telling you, Elder J, I was just looking at the news. Amen. And they got video of the young man. Amen. That's doing all of this. And I've just been praying. I've been in all day.
Hallelujah.
I've been saying, somebody is getting ready to turn him in, or he's getting ready to be. And I've been praying, amen. I've been really praying, amen. Even the Bible study that was on tonight, amen. Bishop Reed was on, amen, from Arizona, amen. And he was touching and agreeing. His wife was Prophetess Reed. She was touching and agreeing, amen. And I just give God glory, amen. I thank and praise God for this revival, because I was upstairs and I was just looking over my word, amen, and, you know, just expecting God to just do whatever he want to do. And I came downstairs and my whole downstairs is flooded. I said, well, you know what, you're going to stay just like that until I get off this line. We got to be in a place that we don't let nothing distract us.
Amen.
And nothing stop us from our assignment. I came down here and saw this wall on the floor. I said, okay, well, you're just going to stay like that until it's over. And so I just thank and praise God, because I know that God has something in store, something special, amen, for us tonight. So I would encourage you again, amen, to be obedient. Open up your mouth and begin to share and talk, amen, as the man of God have asked us to do. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. The only reason why I really ask for different ones to speak something, because it's out of your mouth of you speaking that's going to change your reality.
My God.
You have to speak it. And I believe that the season and the dimension that we're in right now, God, he wants us not to just sit back. He wants us to walk with such a confidence and speak with such a confidence. Because when we do that, it lets him know that we trust his word. When we put
yes.
his word into action, when we flow, when the word of God says do this or do that, and we do it, and we begin to live it until the point where we become the word. We're not just speaking or just saying the word. We're becoming the word. And out of your mouth, you know what I'm saying? We can speak those things that are not as though they were. Life, death, and life is in the power of the tongue. And they
yes.
that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So the question is, where do you want to be? Where are you trying to go at? What are you trying to get out of this revival? And those are the things you need to speak in the atmosphere. Those are the things that you need to, you know, talk, you know, just speak and talk about. And tonight is going to be a little bit different because we're going to travel a little bit with some things. And I'm going to read the scripture, but I have a powerful woman of God that's going to come up on here in a few seconds, a few minutes, and expound on the word of God and allow God to use her. And I'll mention her in a few minutes, but I just want to read this scripture. It's in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. And it says, and when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thy own blood. I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. I caused thee to multiply as a bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to an excellent ornament. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou became mine. Then I washed thee with water. Yea, I washed thoroughly, washed away the blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. Now I'm going to read this in the Message Bible. It says, and then I came by and I saw you miserable and bloody. Yes, I said to you, lying there helpless and filthy, live. Grow up like a plant in the field, and you did. You grew up, you grew tall and mature as a woman, full-breasted with flowing hair, but you were naked and vulnerable, fragile and exposed. I came by again and saw that you were ready for love and a lover. I took care of you, dressed you, and protected you. I promised you my love and entered into a covenant of marriage with you. I, God, the master, gave my word. You became mine. I gave you a good bath, washing off all that old blood and anointed you with oils. I dressed you in a colorful gown and put leather sandals on your feet. I gave you linen blouses and a fashionable wardrobe of expensive clothing. I adorned you with jewelry. I placed bracelets on your wrists, fitted you out with a necklace, emerald rings and sapphire earrings, and a diamond tiara. You were provided with everything precious and beautiful. Exquisite clothes and elegant food, garnished with honey and oil. You were absolutely stunning. You were a queen. You became world famous and a legendary beauty brought to perfection by ornaments. Decree of God the Master. But then I'm going to skip down. And this thing right here, this is what really got me. It said, but your beauty went to your head and you became a common whore, grabbing anyone coming down the street and taking them into your bed. You took your fine dresses and made tents of them, using them as brothels in which you practice your trade, the kind of thing you should never happen. Never. And the reason before we go a little further, God dropped that in my spirit, the point that when we think about what God has done for us and where he found us at, he found all of us in different situations, but it was messed up situations.
My
God found us filthy, dirty, messed up, abused, abandoned. And he came by and he showed us what real love is. He dressed us up, made us look good, lifted us.
My God.
Anointed us. Remove the old stuff off of us and anointed us with his oil, protected us. He called us his.
My God.
And I just have a question. Have you took and use what God cleaned you up with? Because now what he did for you made you feel like something.
My God.
And you go out and play the harlot and the whore with other gods.
My God.
And see, an other god isn't just some image that you built up. The other god can be your attitude, where you give your attitude more glory than you give submissive and obedience unto God and his word.
My God.
When your way and your feelings and your emotions are now your god, and it leads you where it wants you to go.
My God.
Have you used the garments and turned it into a tent, into a brothel, to lay with things that are not godly?
My God.
To lay with past ideas and you get drunk by previous thoughts in your mind that takes you back to your past. And you keep living, reliving these moments over and over till it becomes your current reality. This is what revival is about. We need God to strip us of us.
Yes, God.
And stop taking it so lightly what God has done for us. We get money in our bank accounts. We get a new house and a new car. We get accolades on our walls. We accomplish things. And it makes us feel a certain way. And we put God under our feet. We forget about him. And we put God in a place where we only need him when it's convenient for us to need him.
Say so.
But when things are working out for us and it's working, you know, it seems like it's working out for you. Lord, I don't need you right now.
My God.
I don't find no place for you right now, God. I got a new man in my life.
Ooh, God.
Wow.
I've been lonely for a while, God. I have a new man. So I won't pray to you as much. I won't talk to you as much no more. Because I have something to fill that void, God.
My God.
My God.
And God, and we talked about, we always talk about what we need from God, but aren't we living our lives like, how does God feel? How is my life making God feel? I just wanted to leave that thought with you in your mind for a minute. And I know we have Brother Eric coming on in a few, but before Brother Eric comes on, I have Pastor Angela Gibson, who is live on the air with us here tonight. And we thank God for her. Pastor Gibson.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I thank God for you being on here with us tonight being part of this revival and things that you're doing in the kingdom of God and going beyond those walls and impacting people's lives, women's lives, and children's lives. She's an author of two children's books that has been blessing many children. She's an anointed woman of God, loves God.
Yes, I do.
loves God. Anointed. She loves the altar. She loves
She loves that altar.
She doesn't want to enter into the house without change happening. So she loves deliverance. She loves seeing people getting their breakthrough. So tonight, we're live on the air, and this is an altar. So just because you're not in a church building right now, altar is here. And whatever you need,
Lord,
whatever you need tonight, it is here for you. It is here for you. So if you're in your living room, you move some chairs out the way. If you got to lay prostrate on the floor, whatever you got to do to get what you need, we need you to. If you got to scream loud, Shabbat, if you got to get up and run, whatever you need to do, you need to do that tonight. And Brother Eric, he's going to come in a little bit later on after her. And I know he has a powerful word. We're thanking God for the anointing on him. But I want him to close it. I want Pastor Gibson to start it out and begin it out and bless us. And however God is going to use her right now. So everyone, I present some, introduce to others, Pastor Angela Gibson.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just worship him for a minute? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we praise you. God. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are our Savior.
Hallelujah.
You are our healer.
Hallelujah.
So we lift you up tonight, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do on this call. We thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God. Not us, God, but you get the glory on tonight, God. Deliver, God. Set free. Do what you do best, oh God. We release the reins, oh God. You take control, oh God. In the
mighty name of Jesus,
touch your people's ears that they may be able to hear the word of the Lord, oh God. Lord, let them feel your anointing power even now, God. Even now, God. Let them feel your power. Let it flow, oh God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. That they may be cleansed of everything they're going through today, oh Lord. But they may, God, now be entered into your presence. God, rest on us, reign on us, dwell with us tonight. In the name of Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We love you, God. We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I won't be before you long, amen. But if you could just turn to Psalm 107, amen. I give God praise for everybody that's on the call tonight. I tell you, my soul is excited. I am excited about what God is doing. I'm excited, amen, because I know, amen, there's more to come.
Yes.
Now is only a tasteful of what God has promised in our lives. We're only at the surface, amen, but God's requiring us to go just a little bit deeper in him.
Yes, God.
So that we can be true, effective witnesses of his power and of his might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody willing to go deeper? Anybody want to go further?
Yes.
Amen. Experience the higher heights and deeper depths that he has promised us. Amen. You know, we do a lot of surface worship, but we don't go
deeper. Come on.
We want to feel him, but we don't want to serve him. God's required
my God.
To feel and serve at all
amen.
Times. Amen. We have to be like David. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. In order to go higher and deeper in him. So Psalms 107,
yes.
Amen. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 9 says, for he satisfieth the longing soul.
My God.
The hungry soul with goodness. Amen. 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. And so on tonight, I believe God is challenging us to be those that say so. Amen. What is it that we're saying? What is it that God is asking us to open our mouth and to give word to? Amen. And that is that he is still good. He is still a healer. He's still a deliverer. He's still our Savior. Amen. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what's going in the world, God has not changed.
My God.
He has not changed. Amen. He's still healing. He's still saving souls. He's still delivering people, amen, out of their sins. Amen. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forevermore.
Yes.
Amen. But the trick of the enemy is to make the world look as if God is not in control. But I got news for the enemy on tonight. God is in control of everything.
Yes,
amen.
He is.
In him I live, I move, and I have my being. And it is in him that I get up in the morning, and it's in him that I lay down at night. Amen. It is only by his power that we are able to get on this call tonight and lift up
my
his God. Name.
God
have not changed. Amen. And so we need to convince ourselves of that. As we're seeing our young people, amen, stray away. Amen. We're seeing even our old people stray away. Amen. I've never seen so many people give up on God. Amen.
Come on.
Many young people losing their lives in the streets, amen, to nothing, amen. We were on a prayer earlier, and I was praying over our young people because I want them to be mothers and fathers. I want to see them be grandmothers and grandfathers, amen.
Yeah.
But the enemy will make it look as if they will not reach old age. But we bind the hands of the enemy on tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. No matter what's going on, God's still good. God still delivers. He still heals and he still sets free. Hallelujah. Listen, God is requiring that we stand up in him and declare his works.
The
works of the Lord are good. Testimony service don't even go on anymore. Amen. We're not even able to tell each other of what we have overcome. But now is the time that we lift up our voices. While the enemy is raging in the land, it's important that we speak up and speak louder than ever before. People need to know who we are. They need to know, amen, that we are the peculiar people that is talked about in 1 Peter 2 and 9. You're a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Who has called you out? Our Savior has called you out. Amen. And he called you out to be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his special possession. That means we can't look like the world. That means we can't talk like the world. That means we can't act as the world acts. We can't even have the same level of faith and hope that the world has, because we've got to look higher. We've got to go higher. We've got to be able to become this chosen generation that God is calling us to be. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Out of your mouth, amen, we should praise him everywhere we go. Amen. Sister Patricia, I can remember Prophetess Patricia, amen, we used to have a mother. Amen. And every time I used to go in the grocery store, if I seen her, I would say, "Mother, how you doing?" And she would say, "How am I see?"
Yes.
You know, she spoke it every time you saw her. She was
yes.
What happened to the mothers of Zion? What
my God.
To those who weren't brave to speak out and let you know who they were. What
my God,
to that
my
generation?
God.
Amen. Of people who were not ashamed of the God that we serve.
No, they weren't.
Now we only serve him behind the four walls. Now we
come
only
on,
serve
come
him,
on.
Amen, where nobody can see us. But God is calling us out from the four walls. He wants us to go forth and go forward, amen, and look like him and act like him and walk like him and talk like him. That means, amen, that we can't believe the report of the enemy, but we've got to believe every word that God has spoken and speak it out again so that we can begin to declare some things in the earth. Amen. I love God, and everywhere I go, the world needs to know it. The job needs to know I love him.
That's
come
it.
On. Come on. The students
amen.
Need to know I love
that's
him.
It.
Come
that's
on.
It.
Amen. Hallelujah. Just not your church ain't the only folks need to know you saved, but your friends need to know it too.
That's
your
it.
Enemies
that's
need
it.
To know who you serve. Amen. Hallelujah. He's calling us to say so. We call him victorious.
Yes.
But do we look like victory? Did you catch that? We call him victorious. But do
my
we
God.
Look like victory?
Wow.
Or is our head always down? Do we always have a bad word to say, situation?
My God.
Do we look like victory? Amen. Are you speaking victory?
Ooh, God.
Amen. Does your life speak victory? Out of your mouth, do you speak victory? Or are you always a person who lives in defeat?
My God.
It's time for us to rise up and be that holy nation. Amen. We've been handpicked and hand-selected by God to represent him. What does your representation look like?
My God.
What does your representation look like? Can I look at you and tell, amen, that there's something different about you? Or do you look common?
My God.
Peculiar doesn't look common. Peculiar is not common. There's something special about you when you're peculiar. You don't look common. You ain't looking like the rest of the world. There's something special, the light on your life.
My God.
So God is calling us to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the world know who you serve. Let them know that your God has not changed. The world has changed, but God has not. And so we ask God to light up our lives with him. Shine on us so we can light on us. And people will know where they can go when they're hopeless, when they're depressed, when they're downtrodden. when they've lost their children, when they've lost their loved ones, when they've lost their jobs. They can look at us and find us in this big, massive world of people. They can find the people of God. How can they find the people of God if we're common? How can they find us if we're hidden? How can they find us if we're behind the four walls? How can they find us if we're speaking defeat? How can they find us if we act like we have no hope? We have to remember why he selected us. We have to remember that there was something about us God wanted to use. Are you being used by him?
My God.
Are you being used, or are you caught up in your own self?
My God.
Are you being used by God, or are you being used by your fleshly desires, by wanting to be haughty, by wanting to be served, by wanting to look be prideful? Or are you really a servant of our Most High God? Can the world find you when they need you? When they need the God in you, can they find them?
My God.
Leave that with you. When the world in you, can they find him?
Wow.
That's what God wants to know tonight. Can they find you in him in you? Can they find him in you?
My God.
We're being called out. We've been called out to be different. We've been called out to be a royal priesthood, a chosen people. Why? Because he was redeemed us from the hand of the enemy.
My God.
And since we've been redeemed, since we've been called out, since we've found our habitation in him, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
I pray,
amen, that you receive, hallelujah, boldness on tonight from this word. I pray that your courage level went up a notch. I pray that the enemy that's been antagonizing you to go into your hiding place has been released off of your life, and you find a boldness to come out and serve God in the light of the world. Come out and serve him. Get from behind the hiding place where you've been. Come out so that they can find you when they need God that's in you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can they find God in you?
My God.
Hallelujah.
Or are they finding fear in you?
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Lord.
Are they finding doubt in you?
Lord.
What are they finding in you?
Glory.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's a self-examination right there.
Hallelujah.
We all have to take a self-examination.
Hallelujah.
What's in you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the building isn't the church.
Come on.
You're the church.
Hallelujah, God.
So when people come to your church, what type of church are you? Is God there?
Oh,
my God. Hallelujah.
If I come to your church, will I encounter God?
My God.
What will I encounter in your church?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Is there another Jesus in your church?
My God. Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Help us. Help us, Lord. Because the truth is God ain't in everybody's church.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scripture, and I normally don't like to quote scriptures if I don't know the whole thing, but I know some of y'all might know it, but it's a scripture that talks about birds have nests and foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head?
Come on.
Mm, mm,
mm,
mm, mm.
Jesus.
Can God reside in you? Is there room for him in your life?
Mm.
in your church. Pastor Gibson, we bless you, and we thank God for you coming on here and blessing us with that message, with that word. That word, that's a word that put the mirror right smack in your face.
Jesus.
Because the word is a mirror. I talked about that one of the nights. It exposes who you really are. This word really exposes who you really are.
Yes, yes.
It will show you the beauty and it will show you the ugliness in your life. But this is what revival is. If God ain't in there, we want to get him in there.
That's it.
One of the greatest things you can ever do is just be real and honest.
Yes.
Your deliverance is based on your honesty.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
And sometimes your deliverance will come through your embarrassment. Will you focus on what people think, or you focus on what God can actually do in your life?
My God.
To bring complete change. This is a blessing. We thank God, man. We thank God for the word. We thank God for this revival. And before we shift, because there's some other things we're going to do tonight, but right now, we're going to ask Brother Eric if he's ready, if he's prepared, whatever God is about to do through him in the word of the Lord, that he would do so at this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
You there, Brother Eric?
Hallelujah.
I know he said his phone was going in and out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. 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 And all that is in me, bless his holy name. Yes, yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. Brother Jermaine, who said he can hear us? But he's talking, but we can't hear him. But he could hear. He was answering you, but we can't hear him.
All right, hold on. What does his number start with?
445.
Jesus.
I don't see his number.
813-445.
Hold on, 813. Oh, okay, hold on. Brother
Eric. Hello.
All right, you live with us now. God bless you, my brother.
Amen. The devil is a liar. Amen. Pastor Gibson, I just want to thank you for that word. It was a mighty word, and it really touched me. I'm gonna be coming out of the lesson. I'll be coming out of Daniel chapter 3. We're gonna deal with the three Hebrew boys tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I tell you, it takes some mighty persistence. The devil try to find all kind of ways of been in and disturbing and getting you off track and getting you all dismayed and things. But we just have to be willing to jump in the fire, however, in a way, in a how.
My God.
Like necessary. We have to just jump in the fire and do whatever it takes and let the Lord use us to do it work. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we think that we have to get prepared to get his word, but sometimes God is a God that's you just got to handle the situation as it's been given unto you, huh?
Yes.
Because it's not what we have in us, but it's what God put in us, that God want us to use. We could tell, we know this by when Moses said, I couldn't do it. God said, it is I is going to do it in you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about I. It is about our Lord. Amen. So I listen. We take it from Daniel. Amen. Amen. Y'all give me 1 second here. Take it from Daniel chapter 3, verses. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6. And I'm going to move on over to 12 through 18. And the Bible reads, as King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of a gold whose height was 60 cubits and his breadth six cubits. He set it up upon the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. The king Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps and the prefects and the governors, the counselors, treasurers, the justice, the majestics, magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to the dictation of the image of that king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Then the satraps and the prefects and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justice, and the magistrates, and all the officials of the province gathered for dictation of the image of the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O people, nations, and language, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, the trigon, the harp, the bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast." Ernie, we're going to move on. Verse 12:18. It said, "There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They do not serve your God that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in the furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "It is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my God or worship the golden image that I have set up. Now, if you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipes, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made well and good. But if you do not worship, you should immediately be cast into the burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you out of the hand?" Meshach and Abednego answered and said, "The king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter." Amen, amen.
Amen.
I like the title lesson here. Don't let your circumstances downsize your faith.
My God. My God.
Circumstances downsize your
faith.
And there's been several points that I would like to discuss with this lesson for tonight. You know, when we serve a God, amen, there's one thing that when we serve God, we got to know who we are in God, amen?
That's it.
To know who we are and what we are in God. There's no time for shucking and jiving. There's no time to be playing around. We got to know who we are and what we are in God. Amen? There's a task to do. The world is in need of an image. We see here that a golden image was put up. And the people was to worship this golden image, and this golden image has no power. It has no power.
My God.
And except for these three men who knew who they were in God. They knew who their God was. And the question is, do you know who your God is? Are you willing to die? Are you willing to get thrown into a furnace of fire for your God? We want to dress the par. We want to look the par. We want to look are we willing to do what it takes?
My God, my God.
To the task that needs to be done.
My
Amen.
God.
We see in this lesson that and we read some of the background of who Nebuchadnezzar was. He was a powerful king. He was a powerful king that had so much power. He was able to, he was a dictator. He was able to control people because of his wealth. We see that in America today. We are controlled. People are chasing the green dollar.
Yeah.
Better than my God.
You better say so.
We want big houses. We want fancy cars. We want mighty jewelry, shining jewelry. But we fail to realize and know who we are. Know who we are in our God.
My God.
Amen. And the second thing I talk about is obedience.
My God.
We look at these three men. These three men was willing to stand up to this mighty king who could have easily just put in a hit for their life and just pull the plug. But these three were most would consider as servants. They was willing to stand up for their God.
My God.
And talk right to a mighty king. And say, we don't have to answer you. None of us have that much faith that we could just talk like the circumstances that come before us, the things that stand in front of us, the things that hold us down. We don't have to answer to those things.
Amen.
We don't have to
answer
to those. They have no control over us. They have no control of where God is trying to take us in our life. They have no control over us. Some of us have things in front of us. We have people close to us that stand in the way of us getting what we need to get in God. Stand
My
in
God,
the way
man.
Of where we need to go in God. Stand in the path. From the word that we need to hear from God. It could be our children, our wives, our boyfriends, our husbands. It'd be all these things that we make our gods in this world, our jobs.
My God.
In this world,
can stop me from the joy and the love and the peace of the will of my God. Are you willing to give all you have
my God.
For your God?
Jesus.
Are you willing to give all you have for your God?
My God.
God gave us everything. He said, so I love, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. How many of y'all are willing to give your only begotten child?
My God.
Peace of the ones you love. How many of you are willing to give, better yet, how many of you are willing to give up your brand new home?
My God. My God.
In order for you to go and spread the word of God. How many of you are willing to give up your brand new car in order to give to spread the word of God?
Amen.
Let's make it even smaller. How many of us are willing to give up? How many of us are willing to give up our own that sacred time, that convenient time? That convenient time
my
in
God,
order to
my...
get the word, to get fed the word that you need to really live and have peace.
My God. My.
You see, God looks for our obedience.
Yes.
And we know the word say obedience is better than sacrifice. But are we obedient to the point that we are willing to be tied up?
My God.
And thrown into a furnace of fire. My Lord.
My God.
See, God didn't want y'all to hear this word tonight. I was putting on mute. I'm here at work. Persisted. My boss came up to me 3 times, and I told him I'm on the prayer line. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later because I got something I need to say.
My God.
You look for us to be obedient. You look for us to be obedient. He'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
As Pastor Powell said earlier, Gibson said, are your loves seen on your job? Huh? Are you willing to live a faithful life? Are you willing to live a faithful life? You walk around timid. Huh? Faith is not living a timid life.
My God.
Faith is not living a timid life. If you want to get to the other side, you got to understand that it was faith that got the men on the ship to the other side, that it was faith that was needed in order to get the men on the ship with Jesus to the other side. It was faith that was needed.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
Another point I want to talk about is persistence. Persistence.
My God.
We could think about the lady that had the issue of blood. This lady had the issue of blood. She had, no one could tell her what her problem was. When she knew that Jesus was coming her way, she pressed through the crowd. How many of us press through the crowd of noise that surround us to touch Jesus every day in our life?
My God.
Huh? How many of us fight, get up in the morning, to hear the word, to just to pray, have a relationship with our God. Whether it be 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, 12
my
o'clock.
God.
What? Set ourselves on point with God at the beginning of our day, days. I mean, going back to old grandma days. Get on your knees and pray, boy.
My God.
Get in line with God. Or we wake up in the morning talking about what I need done, what I have to do.
My God. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I look for persistence. God look for obedience. And God wants you to know who you are and his will.
Yeah.
This is God pull out of us. And we talked about sometimes discipline. You know, embarrassment. All these things pulls and it pulls what's in us out.
Mm-hmm. My God.
It pulls what's in us out. But if you don't know who you are in God.
If you don't know, come on.
If you don't know who you are in God and what you want in God.
My God. My.
Then you will see your circumstance downsize your faith.
My God. Jesus.
When things get, when the fire gets stronger, our faith need to elevate above the fire.
Yes, Lord.
Seem like it's just not going to end. Our faith began. When it looked like the world just impossible, our faith must become a possibility. You see, we have to know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And where we are. And I get back to the scripture. It says that these three men was thrown in the fire. The fire was so strong that it caught fire to the men that put them over into the fire. But because of their faith,
my God,
the king went over into the fire, and he saw a fourth image. What image is being seen with you and me? What image is seen? What second image is being seen with you and me? Is our faith strong enough that people see God coming all over you? Or when struggle elevate, they see you cursing and mad and talking about the day is not my day.
You better say it.
Huh? The day is not my day. I woke up on the wrong side of bed. You better be glad you woke up on some kind of side of the bed.
You better say it.
It's your opportunity to give Lord the praise.
You better say so.
It's your opportunity to say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up so that I could do it one more time, so I could show people who you are and who I am in you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity.
My God.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Father
thank
God, I
Jesus.
Come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you touch every heart, every mind, every tongue on this phone here tonight. Father God, I just want people to know who they are and what they are in Jesus. He created us. He will not forsake us.
Yes.
If he ordained it, he will sustain it.
Yes.
But
thank
Father
you,
God,
Lord.
I come to you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share this word.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, if there's any souls or anybody on this phone, Father God, we ask that after the night that they be changed, that they find out who they are in you, Father God. And if they could be better, Father God, that you are a God of peace. You are a God of forgiveness. You are a God of love. And that you would take them right where they are. And they could become elevated through your power. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Brother Eric. We appreciate the word of God, man. You allow God to use you. You know something? It's something about that scripture that always really messes my head all the way up. In the 25th verse, when he said, and he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Now my question right there is, according to this right here, Jesus wasn't even born yet. How did Nebuchadnezzar know what the Son of God looked like?
You better go ahead on.
My God.
Isn't it something how faith is so powerful that it called Jesus into their situation before
he died? My God.
Amen. Amen.
And the thing that we need to realize, the enemy will always see God come to your rescue. The question is, do you see and know that he's there?
My God.
Isn't it somehow the enemy, he's seen God in there with them?
Ain't that something?
Man.
The enemy, the one who threw him in, he's seen God in there. And we have to know that even in our fiery situations, that all the opposition, the enemy sees God with us. We just got to have a mind to know that God is with us in the midst of the fire. And that's something really that's so powerful. So I'm going to tell you, faith is so powerful. God will rearrange history. He will go against the order of nature, the order of how things are in place, to come right where you are. And I said that before, we got a God that doesn't look from outside the fire of our situation. He's a God that gets in it with you so that we can have full victory over whatever it is that we're going through. Amen. I praise God, man, for Brother Eric, Pastor Gibson. We were blessed by that word tonight. Amen. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. And it really just, it's a word of us reassuring us to know who we are. To know who we are and yet to make sure we know who we are.
Yes, yes.
That we don't allow our situations to rob us of our faith.
Yes, amen. Lord.
We can't allow that to happen. And this is so important. And I keep saying this is what revival is about. What needs to be revived in you? What has been dead in you? What has not been functioning in you? What has been broken in you? What's not working in you?
Jesus.
My God.
This is something that we get it right so that we can properly use the tools, that we can be the instrument that God can play the sound that he hears through our life. Isn't this something that if God uses you as an instrument and he wants to play music through you?
Yes, yes.
He wants to use you to create a melody of praise and worship. Because at the end of the day, we are glory producers. We're put in situations to produce glory. What you going through ain't about you. What you really going through is about his glory.
Amen. Amen.
It ain't really Amen. About us. It's about God getting the glory out of your situation.
Yeah. Hey. Hallelujah.
So who's willing to give him the glory? In the midst yeah. of the trials, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of whatever it is that you may be going through, the opposition that's coming against you, is your response going to produce glory?
Jesus. My God.
And see, that's where revival is. This revival is, it come here to check you. Pull yourself together. You got to know who you are. Your identity is to produce glory in the earth realm for our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're complaining about everything you're going through, you're not giving God glory.
My God.
If you're living a depressed life, if you're still trapped inside of bitterness and hatred, holding grudges, you're not giving God glory.
My God.
Hallelujah.
So we need the fire of God's word to penetrate these hard hearts.
Yes, Lord.
These stubborn minds. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Yeah.
Whatever it is you need to do, Lord, break us down. Melt us. Make us, whatever it is, redo us all over again. Whatever it is, God, we need you. We need your revival. Not just, we don't just need it to say revival in front of the church with a big banner. It's revival time, and we come in and we be like, oh, we're having revival. No, we need revival to take place even when no one is around.
Yes, God.
When you're by yourself with your own thoughts. And we said before, there are a lot of us, we're wondering why things are not going right. It's because we can go no further than our last moment of disobedience.
Amen.
And I have to keep saying that. I don't care how many preachers come lay hands on you, give you prophetic word. If you're still attached to disobedience, the disobedience has to be dealt with before you
Come
can
on
move
here.
Further.
Yes, yes.
But that's what revival comes to do.
My God.
Revival comes to kill, and it comes to resurrect.
Oh.
So something has to die in revival so something can live in revival.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
This is a blessing here, and I just thank God. Before we go, I don't know who it is, but the Lord, maybe it's Prophetess Montgomery, but we need someone to pray to bombard heaven.
Jesus.
And after the prayer, we will end the revival tonight.
My God.
But I'm talking about a warfare prayer that will penetrate every home that's on this line.
Hallelujah.
My
every
God.
Every city that's attached.
Yes.
To this line. And that the Hallelujah. Lord will cover us all with the blood.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Prophetess Chanel, Prophetess Millicent, are you here? Hallelujah.
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Amen. Elder Jermaine, amen. If I may ask Prophetess Millicent if she would lead us in the warfare prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We praise you for waking us up this morning. We thank you
yeah.
for our life, health, and strength, oh God. We thank you for mercy and grace, hallelujah. You're awesome angels,
yeah.
oh God. Glory to your awesome name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you come in this prayer, O God. Let there be a shift, O God, through the phone, O God. We need to feel your fire on tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come to shake the foundation, hallelujah, the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, O God. By your stripes, hallelujah, we're healed, O God. By your stripes, we're set free, O God. By your stripes, O God, hallelujah, God, you're redeeming the time, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. We come to reach heaven on tonight, oh God. We want our praise, hallelujah, to reach the throne, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Jesus.
We call down, oh God, every stronghold, oh God. We break the back of the enemy, God. We come against witchcraft, oh God. We come against, hallelujah, the fiery darts, oh God, of the enemy, God. Let your fire, oh God, penetrate the phone, oh God. Touch your people, oh God. We need a shaking on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon formed against thee, O God, shall prosper, O God. And we praise you, O God. I pray, O God, that you move, O God, on our behalf, O God. The women are moaning, O God. We need your spirit, O God, like never before, O God. We can't do anything, O God, without you, O God. We need you, O God, on tonight, O God. Bless this revival, O God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, O God. I come against the attack, O God, of your leaders, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, cover us with your blood, O God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God, from the pits of our belly, oh God. We cry out, oh God, unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to get right, oh God, before we get left, oh God. Help us to be ready, oh God, for your return, oh God. Don't let us compromise, oh God, the truth, oh God. But we stand on your word, oh God. We stand on the truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I come against, oh God, the spirit of rebellion, oh God. I come against, oh God, the spirit of disobedience, oh God. Come against the spirit, oh God, of depression, oh God. We bind up stress, oh God. We bind up envy, oh God. We come against rest, oh God. We come against abominations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. You are Alpha, oh God. You're Omega, oh God. You're the beginning, oh God. You're the end, oh God. And I praise you, oh God. We dare not, oh God, let a rock, oh God, cry louder than us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And I praise you, oh God, because you're in the midst, oh God. You're shifting, oh God. You're moving things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, on tonight, oh God, I pray on tonight, oh God, if I have any favor, oh God, with you, oh God, I pray for the, oh hallelujah, the young man, oh God, that's killing the people in Temple, oh God, get a hold of them, oh God, get a hold of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to be right, oh God, for your return, oh God, help us to be ready, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Teach us how to lead, oh God. Teach us how to love, oh God. Teach us how to forgive, oh God. Give us the spirit of prayer, oh God. Give us the spirit of fasting, oh God. Teach us, oh God, your will and your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to be ready, oh God. We need you, oh God, like never before, oh God. We need you, oh God, like never before, oh God. Can't do anything, oh God, without you, oh God. Lead and direct us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Give us, oh God. Teach us how to be holy, oh God. Teach us how to live right, oh God. Teach us, oh God, your will and your way, oh God. Don't let us, oh God, hallelujah, God, leave this earth, oh God, and go to hell, oh God. But help us to get right, oh God. Help us to get ready, oh God. We need to shift, oh God. And I pray on tonight, oh God, that you fill that young woman, oh God, with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Let her prayer, oh God, be filled with power, oh God. We can't do anything, oh God, without your power, oh God. We need a breakthrough on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. No revival, oh God. Like the shame, oh God. There's a shift, oh God, in the atmosphere, oh God. There's a praise, oh God, on the inside, oh God. And this night, oh God, we give birth, oh God, to our praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come against pity, oh God. We come against pity, oh God. When we look back over our life, oh God, and see where you brought us from, oh God, you spared our life, oh God, for a testimony, oh God. There's no testimony, oh God, without a test, oh God. And we praise you, oh God. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, oh God. I thank you for the newness, oh God. I thank you for the newness, oh God. You're doing something, oh God. You're getting ready, oh God, to snap covers, oh God. You're getting ready, oh God, to snap covers, oh God. Help us to be right, oh God. Help us to be right, oh God. Let our lives, oh God, be according, oh God, to your holy will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything, hallelujah, will pass away, oh God. But your word will be here, oh God. And we praise you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. I feel your anointing, oh God. I feel your anointing, oh God. I feel your anointing, oh God.
Hallelujah. I feel your anointing, oh God, like fire, oh God, in my bones, oh God, like fire, oh God, in my bones, oh God. Release your people, oh God. So many people, oh God, on this revival, oh God, they're bound, oh God, with situations, oh God, but I shake it off on tonight, oh God. I shake it off on tonight, oh God, by your stripes, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We thank you, God. Teach us how to moan, oh God. Teach us how to travail, oh God. Teach us how to lament in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be ready, oh God. Help us to be right. I pray, oh God, a special prayer, oh God, over the elder, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may touch him, oh God, from the crown of his head, oh God, to the soles of his feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Eyes haven't seen, oh God, nor ears heard, oh God, and I praise you on tonight, oh God. Let there be peace in the land, oh God. I speak to peace, oh God. Let there be peace on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Tear up, oh God. Tear up and rebuild, oh God. Tear up and rebuild, oh God. Hallelujah. Rebuild, oh God, some foundations, oh God. Some of the foundations, oh God, aren't sturdy, oh God. Some of the foundations aren't sturdy, oh God. Help them to be right, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. You've been too good to us, oh God. Open your mouth and praise God. We praise you on tonight, oh God. We praise you on tonight, oh God. You allowed us to call in on tonight, oh God. This is your doing, oh God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray would not be handicapped, oh God, by the enemy, God. Touch that woman, oh God, that suffered from abuse, oh God. Hallelujah. Get a hold of that abusive husband, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Move, hallelujah, God, like never before, oh God. Sweep through the land, oh God. Hallelujah. Sweep through the land, oh God. Help our homes, oh God, be in order, oh God. Help us to be right, hallelujah, for your return, oh God. We praise you on tonight, oh God. We praise you on tonight, oh God. Give us a spirit of worship, oh God. Give us a spirit of worship, oh God. Let it be intimate with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We need to fall back in love with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We need to know, oh God. Hallelujah. That you're our Savior, oh God. Hallelujah. You're our Redeemer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch the pastor on tonight. Hallelujah. The mighty woman of God. I pray, oh God. Hey, God, a fresh anointing upon our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray, oh God. A special anointing, oh God, upon her life, oh God. Hey, God, every attack, oh God, from the enemy, God, we cast it back, oh God, to the pits of hell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you touch, oh God, Brother Eric, oh God. Elevate him the more, oh God, in the name of Jesus. A fresh anointing, oh God, upon his life, oh God. Remember Prophetess P, oh God. Remember your women, oh God. Remember your men, oh God. Remember your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you on tonight, oh God. I thank you, God. I thank you for being good, oh God. I thank you when you brought me from, oh God. I thank you for sparing me, oh God, as a child, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah, for bringing me out, oh God, of abuse, oh God. Thank you for saving my life, oh God, of molestation, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. I should have been dead, oh God, but you spared my life, oh God. And hallelujah, as long as I have breath in my body, oh God, I praise you, God. I'm a living testimony, oh God. I should have been dead, oh God. Should have lost my mind, oh God, but you spared me, oh God. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Elevate us, oh God, the more, oh God. Help us to be for real with you, oh God. It's about you, oh God. Our testimony, oh God, is for the next person, oh God. Our testimony, oh God, is to be used for your glory, and I praise you, God. I thank you on tonight, oh God. I give you praise. I give you the glory, God. I give you the honor, oh God. Let there be peace in the land, oh God. The spirit of peace, oh God, shall follow us, oh God, as we sleep on tonight, oh God. So many are, hallelujah, been tormented in the night, oh God. They've been tormented in the night, oh God. But, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you give them a, hallelujah, a peaceful night of sleep, oh God. Let them bask in your glory, oh God. I thank you on tonight, oh God. I lift you up, oh God. I glorify you, oh God. I magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah. The ground that we walk on belongs to you, God, in the name of Jesus. The homes we live in, oh God, belong to you, God. The cars we drive belongs to you, God. The money we spend belongs to you, Jesus. The children we have, oh God, belongs to you, oh God. Our spouses belong to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to worship you, oh God. You're the only true and living God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you on tonight, oh God. We lift you up, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. You're pure, you're righteous, you're holy. You're a sweet-smelling Savior, oh God. We thank you. We honor you, you, God. We adore you, oh God. You're precious in my sight, oh God. You gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, oh God, that we may have life, oh God. And we thank you, God. We praise you, oh God. Out of our bellies, we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you, oh God. You deserve it all, oh God. You deserve it all, oh God. Hallelujah. God, help us, oh God, to be ready, oh God. Help us to be right, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen your leaders, oh God. Teach us how to lead, oh God. Teach us how to lead your people, oh God. Teach us how to minister to the brokenness, hallelujah, of your people, oh God. We give you thanks, oh God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, oh God. Everything that has breath, oh God, praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
My God.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Before we get off here, I need to read one thing, and then we will not end the night. We'll just come on tomorrow night. And tomorrow, you don't want to miss tomorrow night. It's going to be a powerful night. We have Prophet Jason Furlow will be on with us tomorrow night. A lot of you probably don't know him, but you will know him tomorrow. He's an anointed, powerful, unusual prophet of God.
Yeah.
I mean, the man, just wait. You're really going to be in for something tomorrow. So you probably want to share some other people to be on here tomorrow, because he's a mighty, mighty, powerful prophet of God, like a real prophet of God, like no joke, really, when I tell you. But I'm going to read this. It says, disobedience may cost you.
My God.
I'm going to say that one more time. Disobedience may cost you your life.
Say it.
Deuteronomy 30:15-16 says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whether thou goest to possess it. People often think that when they receive a word of prophecy, that it comes to pass unconditionally.
You better talk about it.
If you listen closely, there are often instructions attached to the prophecy that one must follow in order to experience the fulfillment of that word. When God told Moses that he would be a deliverer, there were instructions that followed that proclamation. Many times we become so excited by the word that we're given, we go on living as if we have no responsibility to live up to our end of the bargain.
Say it.
That the prophecy that you receive from God is never just for your benefit. When we are disobedient, we can also hinder the blessings that God has in store for others. Think of all the time that the children of Israel spent wandering in the wilderness. Think of all the turmoil that Pharaoh caused simply because he refused to listen to God's deliverer, Moses. What if he had simply obeyed the voice of the Lord as delivered by Moses and let the people go? Instead, he subjected his land to plagues and natural disasters because he refused to heed the word of the Lord. I'm going to read a little bit more of this tomorrow, but I just want to just let you know that regardless of what it is that's been spoken on your life, how exciting it made you feel, how long of a praise break that took place, how many tongues you may have spun, how many chandeliers you may have swung from, how many blocks you ran around, however loud you screamed, there will always be, and there always must be, obedience to God attached any prophecy that has ever been spoken over your life. And
yes,
most
Lord.
Likely the reason why things have not come to pass in the timing that it should have come to pass is because you was not obedient to the Lord in detail.
Mm.
This is a season that we're living in now that regardless of what the truth must be spoken, however harsh it may sound.
Say it, say it. Oh, God.
What?
We have to really be honest in ourselves. You know if you've really been obeying God or not.
Yes, Lord.
You know if you've really been listening to his word and following the instructions or not. So you can't blame your leaders for your word not coming to pass because you was the one being disobedient.
God. Jesus.
You can't blame the prophet who spoke it over your life like he's the liar when you the one living the lie because you ain't being honest because you've been disobedient. So whatever we do throughout this revival, let's make sure we get some things in order. Let's make sure we allow God to clean up what we messed up and that we allow God to get in the core of our hearts and get out any residue of what was that he can put in what shall be in our lives. I love you all. God bless you. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. sharp. Please share this. Tell someone. Be blessed. See you soon.
Amen. Amen.